Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Nazir has been dedicated in loving memory Ule'ilu Nishmas, Harold Groner, Tzvi Ben Yaakov Yosef.
Nazir Davches. In the Mishnah, we learn about a machloikis between the Tanakama and Rebbe. In the case where a person says, Hareini Nazir, Kisar Roishi, Kafara Oretz, or Kichol Hayam, Lefi the Tanakama, he's a Nazir Oilam, Umgaleach Achas Lishloshim Yoim. And Rebbe says that he's not Megaleach Achas Lishloshim Yoim. What would be a case where a person Megaleach Achas Lishloshim Yoim, according to Rebbe? Says the Mishnah, that would be Ha'oimah Harei Alai Naziris, Kisar Roishi, Ukafara Oretz, Ukichol Hayam. If he says that he's being mekabel many nizirias, then Rebbe's moedet rechachamim that he would be megaleach achas l'shloshim yoim. Now, when the Mishnah says that according to the Tanakama, he has a din of a nizir oilam umgaleach achas l'shloshim yoim, both the Rosh over here and Tosfos and Avzayin Mabez, the Ramaschal v'Hatanya, explain that this does not mean that the person has a din of a nizir oilam like Avshalom, the regular din that we refer to as nizir oilam. Rather, it means that the person's intention was to be mekabel many nizirias. And when it says that he's a nazir oilam umgaleach achas l'shloshim yoim, it means that he will be a nazir forever for the rest of his life, but not because he's a nazir oilam. Rather, because the moment he finishes one naziris, he starts the next naziris. Every 30 days is a new naziris. Similar to the case that Rebbe is moided to the Chachamim about. What exactly is the hechrich for the Rosh and Tosfos to learn this way? Because the Rosh and Tosfos both hold that when we say that a nazir oilam like Avshalom is mekel betar, that does not mean that he does a complete giluach. Rather, it means that he makes his burden a little bit easier. He's mekel betar. And therefore, since the Mishnah over here says megaleach achas l'shloshim yoim, we know that it does not mean that he's a nazir oilam like Avshalom. Furthermore, and daf hey, we had a machloikis as to what exactly the din of a nazir oilam is. One shita is that he has the right to be mekel once every 7 days, another shita every 30 days, and the other shita is every 12 months. So why would our Mishnah say megaleach achas l'shloshim yoim? It's also mashba from the Lashon of the Mishnah that he has a chift to be megaleach, and according to the Rosh and Tosfos, the fact that nazir oilam is mekel batar is merely a reshus. So that's why they learned that when it says over here, he's a nazir oilam, it means he's a person who will remain perpetually in a state of naziris forever, but not because he's a nazir oilam, rather because he's going to constantly be starting new nazirios. However, says the Keren Oira that the Mefarish over here does not agree to this. He says that the Mefarish's shita is that he's a regular Nazir Oilam. Now, where he sees it in the Mefarish is not 100% clear, because if you take a look at the Mefarish, all he says is, Ha'omer Areni Nazir Kisar Roishi, Damrina Naziris Kisar Roishi Kibel Alav, Varezen Nazir Oilam, Lefisha Saris Roishi Merubin Mishnei Chayav. We say that he was Mekabel Naziris like the number of hairs that he has on his head, and therefore he's a Nazir Oilam because the amount of hairs that he has on his head is more than the amount of years that he has to live. Now the Rashash is Magia over here in the Lashon of the Mefarish. Instead of the words Lefi Shesares Roishe Merubin Mishnei Chayav, that the hairs of his head are more than the years of his life, says the Rashash, you should be Goyris Michod Shechayav. The amount of hairs on his head is more than the amount of months that he has left to live. Now the Rashash is clearly understanding Bedasa Mefarish like the other Rishonim, like Tosis and the Rosh. Because if he could say that the cheshbon is that the amount of hairs on his head is more than the chod shechayev, that means that his belief is that this person is being mekabel 1 month for every hair on his head. And when he says hareini nazir kisar roishi, he means to be mekabel a new naziris, a new 30-day naziris, kineged every hair that he has on his head. So according to the Rishash, the Mefarish is not arguing on Tosfos and the Rosh. He holds that a new naziris starts, just like Tosfos and the Rosh, every 30 days. The Keren Oira obviously did not change the girsa, but we have to wonder, how did he read it? What does it mean, Lefisha Saris Roishe Merubim Mishnei Chayav? So you have to say that he understands Shnei Chayav to mean like Yemei Shnei Chayav. So the Mefarish is telling us that he was Mekabel one naziris, Kisar Roishe, that the length of that naziris will be like the amount of hairs on his head, and therefore it's a Nazir Oilam Lefisha Saris Roishe Merubin Miyemei Shnei Chayev, the amount of hairs on his head is more than the days that he has left to live. So according to the Rishash, when the Mefar says the Amrina Nazirus Kisaroy Shekibul Olav, it means that he was Mekabel that amount of Naziruyos. The amount of Naziruyos Kineged the hairs on his head. Ashenken, according to the Karen Oira, Nazirus, one Nazirus is Mekabel that is the size of the Saroyshay. So now, according to the Karen Oira, when the Mefar ends off and he says, Viehei Megaleach, Kol Yomov, Achaz Lushloshim Yoim, Viyavi Karbin, it must mean that he has the status of a Nazir Oilam, because there's one Nazirus, and nevertheless, every 30 days, he's going to be Megaleach. This, of course, is the Mefarish Lushitasoi, who on Davdal and Rebeis, the Ramaslu de Tanya, says that every Nazir Oilam is Megaleach every 30 days. Take a look at the Sefer Emek HaNetziv on the Sefrit Pashas Nasoi in the Haggah, where he says that this Mishnah over here and the Mefarish on this Mishnah is the Mekar for the Shita of the Mefarish back there, that a Nazir Oilam is Megaleach every 30 days. Because he learned our Mishnah Kipshutai, that he's a Nazir Oilam, a real Nazir Oilam, and yet we're telling him to be Megalech every 30 days. So according to the Netziv, the starting point was that the Mefarish understood the Mishnah Kipshutai, the Lashon of the Mishnah Nazir Olam. He didn't want to be Madchik and say that it's like a Nazir Olam because he'll be a Nazir forever. Rather, he wanted to learn Nazir Olam means what it usually means, like Avshalom. And therefore, from this he learned that the halacha of every Nazir Olam is that he's Megalech once every 30 days. From the Karen Oyer, on the other hand, it's mashba that he learned exactly the opposite. He learned it starts from the other end. The Mefarish already has a shita starting at the Avdal and Rebeis that a Nazir Olam is Megalech once every 30 days. Memela, the Mefarish, did not have the Hechrich of Tosfos and the Rosh, who were Matrik the Mishnah. Because remember, the main reason why they learned the Mishnah not Kipshutai was because they had no choice in the matter. It doesn't say Mekel Batar in the Mishnah, it says is Megalech once every 30 days. And they learned that that's not the din of a Nazir Olam. The moment you learn that that is the din of the Nazir Olam, then you're free to learn the Mishnah Kipshutai. So according to the Emek HaNetziv, just by reading the Mishnah, he concluded that it must be the Mishnah is telling us that he's a real Nazir Olam, and by extension, from this Mishnah, he learned that a Nazir Olam is Megalech once every 30 days. According to Karen Oira, he already had the conclusion back on Daf Dalet that a Nazir Olam is Megalech once every 30 days, Umemela, he didn't have to be Matrik the Mishnah when he came to it. Now let's discuss the Shita of Rebbe, who argues in the Tanakhama. Rebbe says, Ein ze Megalech achas l'shloshim yoyim. So assuming that we'll take the pshat for a minute of the Rush and Tosfos in the Tanakhama. According to the Rush and Tosfos, the Tanakhama, the din is that he's Megalech achas l'shloshim yoyim because he was mekabel on himself many nazirios. Each nazirus that he was mekabel on himself is kineged another one of his hairs. And that's why they understand that you can be Megalech once every 30 days. Rebbe argues on this and holds that you're not allowed to be Megalech once every 30 days. Clearly that's because Rebbe holds that you were not mekabel many nazirios. Only when you actually say Harei alai nazirios kisar roishi, as opposed to saying Harei nazir kisar roishi, does Rebbe hold that you are allowed to be Megalech once every 30 days. So what then is your din according to Rebbe? Is the halacha that he gets a din like a Nazir Olam, like Avshalom, and then it can be Mekel Betar every 12 months or every 30 days, whatever your Shita is? Or is the halacha that he's a regular Nazir who's never allowed to be Megaleach and never allowed to be Mekel Betar because he's not a Nazir Olam? The Rush has this suffix and comes to the conclusion that he's actually a regular Nazir his entire life and is never allowed to be Mekel Batar. It's not as if he gets the din of a Nazir Olam like Avshalom. And this is similar to the halacha of somebody who says, I am a Nazir for 1,000 years. That we learned, according to the Rush and Tosfos, and Av Zayin Amad Aleph, that in such a case, he's a Nazir Li Olam, but he doesn't have the right to be Mekel Batar. However, the Rambam in the Pirusha Mishnayos understands that according to Rebbe, he gets the din of a Nazir Olam just like Avshalom, and he could be Mekel Batar. If you listen to our shir on Daf Zayin, then you're aware of the Hezra and the Machlokes, because the Rambam Lushitasai, as the Brisker Rav explains, holds that the only way to have a Naziris that's not a Nazir Olam, a regular Stam Naziris, is if it's a clearly defined amount of time. And since Saris Roshi is not clearly defined, Al Karchach, it has to be a Nazir Olam. Masha'en came the Rush over there, argued on the Rambam, and held that even if a person would say Hareini Nazir Li Olam, although he's not giving any limit whatsoever to his Naziris, he's still not a Nazir Olam. You're only a Nazir Olam when you choose to tap into that category, the halachic category called Nazir Olam, even if your Naziris is open-ended. The Miskarov himself makes this tliya over there in Per Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph. Now this, of course, is all lefi the Rosh and Tosfos. What about according to the Mefarish? According to the Mefarish, it's Pashit that according to Rebbe, you don't have the din of a Nazir Olam, because that's goof what Rebbe was coming to argue on. The Tanakama holds lefi the Mefarish that you have a din of a Nazir Olam, and yet you could be Megaleach every 30 days. And Rebbe Shita happens to be back there in Daf Hey, that a Nazir Olam is Megaleach every 30 days. So if Rebbe says that you cannot be Megaleach every 30 days, that means that he holds that you're not a Nazir Olam. And that's how the Brikas Reich explains the Mefarish Shita Lefi Rebbe over here as well, that you're like a Nazir Le Olam, meaning that you never have the right to be Megaleach whatsoever. However, take a look at the Mishnah Melech in Nazir's Perek Gimel, Halacha Yurches, who wants to explain B'das Mefarish that the Machlokes between Rebbe and the Tanakama is that according to the Tanakama, you have the right to be Megaleach, and you have a mitzvah to be Megaleach every 30 days, and according to Rebbe, you're only Mekel Betar, like the din of a Nazir Olam. Now, lefi the Havana of Tosfos and the Rosh, that according to the Tanakama, you're Mekabel on yourself one Naziris after the other, and the Lashon of Nazir Olam just means that you're in a perpetual state of Naziris. The Achrayim asked the following question. The halacha is that even if the Nazir did not yet do the Teglachas mitzvah, nevertheless, as soon as he brings one of the Karbanis, the Naziris goes away, and therefore, asks the Chazon Ish, in Siman Kuf Lamed Ches Sifkat Vav, as soon as this Nazir brings a carbon at the end of 30 days, the first Naziris goes away, even before he does his Teglachas, and a new Naziris is Chal on him. So the question is, how does he have the right to be Megaleach for his first Naziris? He already has entered into his second Naziris, and should be usher for him to do Giluach. The Chazon Ish's approach is to answer that it must be that his das was that the second Naziris should not be chal until after Giluach. Or else he says alternatively that the din of the Torah is that the second Naziris should not be chal until after he does Giluach, just in order that it should be able to be Megaleach. So the Chazon Ish's position is that the second Naziris is not really chal yet until Giluach. However, in the Shiurim of Rav David Soloveitchik, he takes a different approach. He learns that Ein Echanami, the second Naziris, is already Chal. Nevertheless, there is no Isser Giluach, because he says that perhaps the only Isser of Teglachas during Yemei Naziris is when a person is Stam Megaleach. But if he's Megaleach, the Teglachas of a Naziris, the Torah never asked that. That's not included in Isurei Nazir. Even Besoich Yemei Naziris, as long as it has a Kiyum of a Teglachas of Naziris, it's Mutter. And that, he says, would be true even if a Nazir would be Megaleach as Man Meruba after he was Messiah is Naziris. It's still mutter, because Teglachas Naziris is mutter during Yemei Naziris. One of the dinim that's mentioned in our Mishnah is where a person says, Hareini Nazir Kiminyan Yemois HaChama. Tosfos actually has the Girsa Kiminyan Yemois HaShana, and that's actually the Girsa that appears in the Mishnah in Yerushalmi. However, there is somewhat of a problem in this Girsa in Tosfos, because the din of the Mishnah is Hareini Nazir Kiminyan Yemois HaChama, Moinu Naziris Kiminyan Yemois HaChama, which means that he has to count Naziriyos Kineged Yemois HaChama, which is 365 days, so therefore you have to count 365 separate Naziriyos. Now that all makes sense if you say Kiminyan Yemois HaChama. Yemois HaChama, the solar calendar, is 365 days. However, if you have the Girsa, like the Yerushalmi, Kiminyan Yemois HaShana, then how do we know that Moinu Naziris Kiminyan Yemois HaShana, if that means 365 days, like the solar calendar, or it means 354 days, like the lunar calendar? Tosfos says, Dahainu Shin Samachei Chadashim, that you have to count 365 months. Now, how did Tosfos know that if they had the Girsa like Yerushalmi? In fact, if you look at the Yerushalmi has a suffix. Since Yerushalmi has the Girsa of Kiminyan Yemois HaShana, the Yerushalmi says, which Shana are you supposed to count according to? Is it 365 or is it 354? So because of this, in the Sefer Birkas Reish, he says that you should be Goris in Tosfos like we have at Kiminyan Yemois HaChama, because otherwise Tosfos never would conclude for a Dover Pashit that you count 365 days. However, if you don't learn like the Birkas Reish, you keep the old Girsa in Tosfos. Now Tosfos is Goris Kiminyan Yemois HaShana, then you have to say like the Shita, who says that even so, the Stam Das of people, when they use the term year, is for the solar year. Because after all, even though in Halachic Judaism, we use the lunar year, but there really is no such thing as a lunar year. The Shana, the year, is really measuring the movement around the sun. For a moon, all you have is months. We just count 12 months and we call it a year of 354 days. So that's how you would have to learn if you have the old Girsa and still have what Tosfos says, that you're supposed to go Baser the Shnois HaChama. The Meiri, on the other hand, holds the exact opposite. The Meiri says, on the Hamad Aleph, that the correct years in the Mishnah is Kaminyan Yomais HaShana, and he says that if a person is Mekabel himself Kaminyan Yomais HaShana, then he's supposed to keep 354 Nazirias, like lunar year, because he says that Stam Shana, Eitzel Nedarim, is Shnas Halavana. He obviously holds that people follow what is considered a year in halachic life. Now, Tosfos is Mavur, that the only reason why you count 365 separate Nazirias is because the term that he used was Kaminyan Yomais HaShana. Tosfos says, "Kiven de ka'amar kiminyan mashba naziris v'loy naziris aruch." We see in Tosfos that had the person said "Hareini nazir ki yomais hashana," then it would be one long naziris, 365-day naziris. But since he says kiminyan yomais hashana, his intention is to be mekabel separate naziris kiminyan, like the number of the yomais hashana. And we see this chilek beferish over here in the Gemara in Amud Beis. However, we can ask that why is it that if you say Areini Nazir Ki Yomais HaShana without the word Kiminyan, then you don't count separate Nazirias. You count one long Nazirias. Masha'en Kein in the Reisha of our Mishnah, where you say Areini Kisar Roishi, then we say that you count many Nazirias, Kineged, the amount of hairs that he has on his head. So you see that in order for it to be considered separate Nazirias, you don't need the word Kiminyan. Answers the Rush, the difference is obvious. Where you said, Areini Nazir Kisar Roishi, since we don't know the amount of hairs that he has on his head, we're mefarish that his kavana is for many different Nazirias. Masha'en Kein Yomois HaChama or Yomois HaShana, we know the amount of days that there are in the year. So therefore, it makes more sense to say that he means one long Nazirias that size. However, the Chazinish in Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, Sifkot and Gimel, says another chilik. He says, Lulei Divrei HaRush, we would say as follows. Whenever your toil or your Naziris in an outside factor, in something that's external to the Naziris, such as Afara Oretz and Sa'ar Roishi, we say that your intention is that you're being mekabel that amount of Nazirios. Masha'en Kein, when the thing you're being toile is Yamim, you say Areini Nazir Ki Mois HaChama, since Naziris involves a Kabbalah of a certain amount of days, it makes much more sense to say that what the person is saying is that this is how long he wants his Naziris to last. So unless he says the word Kiminyan, we have no reason to assume that that's not his kavana. By Areini Nazir Kisar Roishi, there was no reason to bring in the idea of Sar Roishi into a discussion about your Naziris. And therefore we say that he probably means to be neither many Nazirias. But when it involves time, it makes much more sense to say the person is giving the time that he wants his Naziris to last. The Mishnah told us that if a person says Areini Nazir, Meloya Bayis or Meloya Kupa, I am a Nazir like the quantity that would fill this house or fill this Kupa, then we check. But can I say, Im Amr Achaz Gedola Nazarti, I meant to be the Kabbal one Naziris and I just wanted to say that it was very difficult for me, then he's a Nazir Shloishim Yoy. If he says Stam Nazarti, which the Rush says means that the person had Kavana, whichever way the Chacham will explain his Lashon, then Royin Esakupa Ki Iluhi Malea Chardel. We look at the Kupa as if it was filled with mustard seeds, which are very small, and therefore he's a Nazir Kol Yumei Chayiv. The Gemara asks, Va'amai. Why do we have to look at the kupa as if it's filled up with something so small, like mustard seeds? Let's look at the kupa as if it's filled up with kishuan and dluin, which are much bigger, bit to have it like takanta. And then it'll have a takani, won't remain a nazir for the rest of his life. Now, there's a machlokes in the Rishonim, what exactly the Gemara is suggesting. Let's say we would look at it like the kupa was meleya with kishuan and luin. Do we mean to say that then he would also have to count a bunch of different nazirios, just that the number of nazirios would be much less than if we look at it like it's meleya chardol? Or do we mean that if it was meleya kishuan and luin, we no longer would have to count separate nazirios? Rather, then we would say that it's one long nazirus, and the size of the nazirus is kineged the amount of kishuan and luin that would go into the kupa. And that is actually the shita of the Rush and the Rabbeinu Peretz. Where does this svara come from? Why would we now all of a sudden be mechalik? The answer is very simple, because remember from Av Zayin that according to the Rush, the whole reason why we say that when a person says Areini Nazir Ka'afar Ha'aretz or the like, that we say that his kavana is to be mekabel separate nazirios, is dafka because Afar Ha'aretz is ein like kitzvah. It has no limit. It's only over there that we say that the person's intention is to be mekabel separate nazirios. And therefore, the same thing would hold true when the person says, Hareini nazir malaya bayis or malaya kupa, if we look at the kupa as being filled with chardo. Because that also is ain like kitzvah. Masha ain kain. The moment we entertain the possibility that he means, like kishun and luin, that has a kitzvah, and therefore there's no longer a reason to say that he means separate nazirias. However, Taisvis over here in Dibra Maschav Lechazye learns that the kasha of the Gemara, that we should look at it like it's malaya kishun and luin, means that we should be mekel and say that he means a bunch of different nazirias, but kineged the amount of kishun and luin as opposed to the amount of kardel. Tosfos then adds that the moment we're already being makel and imagining that the kupa is filled with something bigger, we could also go a step further and imagine that the kupa is filled with dough, with butzik, instead of separate items. And then it would be only one naziris. I'll go upon him. This is all because Tosfos learns the sugya back in Daf Zayin differently than the Rush, Ayin Shah. In any case, the Gemara's kasha is, why do we have to look at the kupa ki'ilu malei achardo? Let's look at it ki'ilu malei kishunud luin. The Gemara answers, Amar chizkiyo b'machloi kishunuya. The Mishnah, which says that we're mefarish what this person said l'chumra, as opposed to being mefarish it l'kula, is tali and the machloikis tanoim. Because of the machloikis tanoim, where a person says, Hareini nazir awanas shehei b'kri zeh meyakur, I'm becoming a nazir on the condition that this pile has in it 100 kor, v'halach u'mitzoy shenigna v'sha'avad. Now the kor is no longer here. Reb Shimon oiser shesafik naziris lahachmir. Reb Yehuda matir shesafik naziris lahakil. What exactly is machloikis Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda? So the lashon of the Gemara is that according to Reb Shimon, Adam machnes es atzmoy ledavar shesfekai chamor mivadai. What does this mean? It means that there's a question between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda in a case where, al yedei being machmer min hasafik, a person who's in the matzav of safik will wind up being machmer more than if it was vadai on the tzad hachumra. Meaning to say that generally speaking, by deraisis, we're machmer min hasafik. So if a person finds himself in a situation of safik, he takes on the tzad chumra. What happens if by being machmir, he's going to be machmir more than if he knew vadai that the tzad chumra was true? For example, in the case where a person is mekabel the naziris, almanas, that there is meyakor in this pile. Now, if he knew vadai that there was meyakor in the pile, then he would be machmir and be a regular nazir. But since we would know vadai, he would be able to end his naziris like a regular nazir. Masha enkein, if he's only going to be machmir men hasafek, he'll wind up with more chumra than if he would know vadai that he's a nazir. Because men hachumra, he has to be noig naziris, but he's not allowed to bring karbanis. Because then it will be a safek chulun bazara. And since he will not be able to bring karbanis, he can't end his naziris. So he's going to end up being machmir more than if he would know vadai that tzad chumra. So Rabbi Yehuda, and this is the way the Rush explains, Rabbi Yehuda holds that every safek naziris were mako, since naziris will automatically resolve in this problem that we just mentioned, and we say automatically that a person's das was not to be mekabel naziris on himself in the event that it ends up being a suffix. That's das b'nei adam, because a person is never interested in putting himself into a matziv where the tzad suffix will wind up more stringent than the tzad vadai. And therefore the same thing would hold true in our Mishnah. If we would know vadai that the person meant ki'ilu the kupa was maleach chardol, then he would be megalech every 30 days. Because then he stops being a nazir each 30 days of his mekabel and new naziris. But now that it's a suffix, whether it's mekabel one long naziris or many naziriyos, he would have to be knowing one naziris and then be megalech, and afterwards he wouldn't be able to be megalech ever. And that's because you cannot be megalech without bringing a carbon. And you can't bring a carbon in a suffix. Which basically means that we're saying that when the Mishnah says that we look at the kupa ki'ilu maleach chardol, and he's a nazir kol yomav, it means min hasuffik. So if you were to hold like Rabbi Yehuda that suffik naziris is lahakel, so we would never get to that point. We would say the person for sure only wants to be limited to one naziris. Our Mishnah that says he's a nazir kol yomei chayiv is going like Rabbi Shimon. So we now know the aside of the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon whether suffik naziris is lahakel or lahachmer. The Ran in Edarim and Daf Yotes asked the following question on Rabbi Yehuda. If the whole principle of Rabbi Yehuda, of suffik naziris lahakil, is built on the fact that the person will be stuck, and by being machmer min hasafik, he's going to be worse off than if he knew vadai, the tzad hachumra, why don't we say that he has an eitzah? The problem, of course, is that he can't bring his karbanis, because it's a suffik chulun ba'azara. However, what are the three karbanis that another brings in oila, shlamim, and chatas? Now, both in oila and shlamim, a person can bring menasafik, because he can make a tanai. He can say that if I'm not chayev, I'm bringing it as a karban nedava. And the halacha is that a nazir is able to be megaleach al echad mishlashtan. Even if he only brings one of the three karbanis, he can be megaleach. So what's the problem? Why do we say that the person would be stuck? He has an eitzah. answers the Ran that lechatchila you have to be megalech al shloshta, meaning you should only be megalech after bringing all three karbanis. So even though it's true im gilech al echa mishloisha karbanis you were yaitze, but the person will still be stuck because if he asks us what he should do, we would say you have to wait until you bring all three karbanis. Tosfos over there in the Nedarim brings another teretz b'shem the Ri, and that is that it would be impossible for the nazir to be megalech at the end, because if indeed it's a suffik whether he really is a nazir or not, then by being megaleach and shaving off his whole head, he would be over an iser. On the tzad that he's not a nazir, he's being over the iser of hakavas arosh, he's cutting off his payas. So minas safek is not allowed to be over on that iser. Now why doesn't the Ran want to learn like the teretz of the Ri? The Ri has a good point. You're not allowed to be megaleach minas safek. It's quite possible that the Ran has the kasha that the Mishlo Melech asks in Hilchos Naziris, Perakimel Aloch Yud Ches. He asks on the Ri that why do we care that he will not be able to do giluach because of the chash iser hakafas haroish, if giluach is not something that's ma'akevis, tiglachas ain't a ma'akevis, and it's mutter for another to drink yayin and to be metamel amesim even before giluach. What would the Ri answer to this taina? Says the Chazanish in Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin, Sivkot and Ches, that the Ri holds that even though tiglachas is not ma'akevis, nevertheless the person has to be ro'oi l'tiglachas. And if because of the suffix he's not roi l'tiglachas, then he's still usher with all the Isuri Nazir. This svara appears actually in Toysis later, Daf Mevav Med Aleph, in Dibra Maschel Umi. Toysis says a svara by a Nazir that doesn't have any here, that even though tiglachas is not ma'akeves, but since he doesn't have here, so he's not capable of doing tiglachas, the tiglachas is ma'akeves. Toysis says that it's similar to the svara that we find in Menachas, that a mincha that's not roi l'bila, even though bila, mixing together the shemen with the whole mincha, is not ma'akev, but if the mincha is not roi l'bila, let's say it's not the shear that lends itself to bila, then bila is ma'akevis. So too over here, tiglachas is not ma'akevis, but that's only if you're roi l'tiglachas. Anybody who's not roi l'tiglachas, tiglachas is ma'akevis. So that's how the Chazanish explains the shita of the Ri. So we basically have two pshatim to explain why the Nazir doesn't have an Eitzah to bring a carbon al Tanai, that if he's a Nazir, it should be for the Karbonis HaNazirim, and if it's not, then it should just be a nedava. The teretz of the Ran is that lechatchila you have to bring all three, because even though im gilech al echa b'shloshtan then yatsa, but lechatchila you still have to bring all three. And the shita of the Ri is that tiglachas in such a case would be ma'akevis because he's not royal tiglachas because he has an iser of hakafas haroish. The Karen Oira says that the reason why the Ri doesn't want to learn like the Ran is because he learns that the din of imgilech al echad mishlashtan yotza is not a din b'di'evet, it's a din even lechatchila. You're allowed lechatchila to just be megalech al echad mishlashtan sakarbonis. The Ran, like we said, doesn't want to learn like the Ri because he holds that tiglachas is not ma'akevis, and either he doesn't want to accept this chiddush of the Chazanish that where it's not royal tiglachas, tiglachas is ma'akeves, he doesn't agree to the tushtel, to the comparison to the sugya of bila, or alternatively we could say that he may hold that it has to be royal tiglachas. But we could taina that this person is royal tiglachas. He's not like a person that doesn't have hair. He's capable of doing tiglachas, and the fact that he can't be megalech is only because of his suffik. If klape shmaya galyas, if as far as Hashem is concerned, he's really a nazir, then he's really royal giluach. It's not like there's a problem for him to cut his payas. The only reason why he will not be able to practically do the giluach is because he doesn't know if he's really a nazir. But if he is a nazir, then of course he could do giluach. So that, according to the Ran, could be is not called einoi roi l'tiglachas. Now the Mishnah Melech says that the reason why the Ran doesn't want to learn like the Ri is because the Ri's pshat only works out according to the shitas that hold that when you shave the entire head, you're also over the iser of hakavas haroish, of loisakifu. There's another Hezber in the Shar HaMelech. He explains that the reason why the Ran doesn't want to say like the Ri is because what are we going to say by an Isha? An Isha also could be Noideris bin Nazir. It's a Beferish Pasik. And an Isha doesn't have an Isser of Loisakifu. So why is it that by an Isha we don't say that Suffolk Naziris the Hachmir? We never find the distinction between Isha and Ishla Gabi this Klal. So he basically gave four pshatim as to why the Ran doesn't want to learn like the Ri. Either he holds that it doesn't have to be ro'i l'tiglachas, and since tiglachas is not ma'akev, so it's not ma'akev whether it's ro'i l'giluch or not, Or number two, it could be that he holds that it has to be roi l'tiglachas, but this is called roi l'tiglachas. It's just that practically speaking, machmas the suffik, he won't do giluach. The Mishlomel's pshat is that he does not want to limit Rabbi Yehuda to the shittas that hold that hakafas kol haroish is shma hakafa, because there are shittas that hold when you shave the entire head, you're not being over the isser of cutting the payas. And the Shara Melech holds that the Ran's problem was because of Isha. Now the Mishnah Melech asks an incredible question on the Hezber of the Ri. He says that if you look in the Sugya Nedarim Daf Yutes, then you'll see that even by a Nazir Oilam, we have the Klal of Safek Naziris Lahakel of Rabbi Yehuda. Why do we have the Tam of Safek Naziris Lahakel? Because Sfeikei Chamer Mivadai. It's Sfeikei Chamer Mivadai, because if it will be a Vadai Nazir Oilam, then he could be Mekel Betar and bring the three behemoths. But now that it's only a Safek, then he can't. Esel Mishlo Melech, wait a minute, why can't he? According to the Ri, that the whole problem is the Tiglachas. When you're Mekel Batar, you don't have to cut off all the hair, you don't have to shave the entire head, and you won't be over the Isser of HaKovaz HaRosh, you'll just be Mekel Batar. So the Chazon Ish over there in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin explains that it must be that the Ri holds like the Rambam. If you remember in Daf Hey, we mentioned the Machloikis, the Rush and the Rambam, whether the din of a Nazir Oilon to be Mekel Batar is simply a din to be Mekel Batar to ease the burden, or it's like the Rambam who holds that it's total Giluach. If the Ri were to hold like the Rambam, then everything would be fine, because then you're also over the Isser of HaKavas HaRosh. However, it's not so comfortable to be Meshabed the Ri to hold like the Rambam. As we saw in Daf Hey, other Rishonim also hold like the Rosh. Toisvis and Daf Dalar and Aleph, Nerabinu Peretz. So to say that the Ri is one of the Balei Toisvis who holds not like the Rosh, Toisvis and Rabbeinu Peretz, is not so comfortable. The Mishnah Melech has a different teretz to the question that he just asked. He says that while it may be true that the Ri does not want to learn like the Ran, who explains that the reason why Safek Naziris Lahakel is because of the problem of bringing Chulin Bazara. And like we said, according to the Ran, L'chatchila, you have to bring all three karbonis. And you can't bring all three karbonis b'tanai. The chatas you can't bring as an adava. So he explained that the reason why the Ri doesn't accept the Ran is because the Ri holds that the din that you're allowed to be Megalech al Echa Mishloshtan is a din l'chatchila. It's not just a din b'riyevet. Im gilech al Echa Mishloshtan yotza. He's allowed l'chatchila to go and bring only one of the karbonis and then he's fine. Memela, the Ri, was mamtzi, this noob shot that it has to be roi l'tiglachas. However, says the Mishnah L'melech, this is not true by a Nazir Oilam. By a Nazir Oilam, the Ri will be Moide that you have to bring all three Karbonis. Because he explains that by a regular Nazir, the Karbonis are a Chiyuv on the Nazir. And therefore, you could say that the Yisurei Nazir become Mutter, Machmas one Karbon. Why do you have to bring the other two Karbonis? Because a Nazir has a Chayva to bring Karbonis. But a Nazir Oilam doesn't have a Chiyuv to bring the Karbonis and to be Megaleach. Because if he doesn't want to be Mekel Roishai, according to the Rush and Toisvis that we learned on Daf Hey, you don't have to. It's a Rishus. The whole reason why he would bring the Karbonis if he wants to is in order to be Matir the Tiglachas. And if there is a concept of bringing all three Karbonis, it must be, says the Mishnah Melech, Behechrich, that all three are Ma'akiv. By a regular Nazir, we could say that they're not all three Ma'akiv. The reason why there's a concept to bring three Karbonis is because the Torah gave those three Karbonis as a Chiyuv on the Nazir. Here, the Torah didn't give any Chiyuv to the Nazir. The Nazir has no Chiyuv to bring Karbonis. If there is a concept of three Karbonis by a Nazir Olam, it can only mean that the three are all Ma'akiv in his being Mekel Batar. So now, says the Mishnah Melech, in such a case, the Ri can agree to the Ran. The Ri only had to introduce his tam by other Nazirim, not by a Nazir Oilam. This is also an incredible chiddush that the Mishnah Melech is being mamtzi. Karen Oira, over here in Amud Beis, in Dibar Maschel Vehine, brings down a Tosfos in Tmura Daf Yudal Amud Beis, holds Lehedya not like this Shita. Tosfos says that the din of Emgilech al Achaz Mishloshen Yotza would hold true by a Nazir Oilam as well. In order for him to be Mekel Batar, all he has to do is bring one of the three Karbonis. So far we've explained the Gemara's Kasha, that why when a person says, Hareini Nazir, Malaya Bais and Malaya Kupa, that we look at the Bais of the Kupa Ki'ilu Malaya Chardol, and he's a Nazir his entire life, why don't we look at it like it's full of Kishun Adluin Vetehevi Le Takanta? And we explained Chizkiah's answer, that our Mishnah is going like Reb Shimon, who holds that Safek Naziris is not Lakula, we go Lachumra. Reb Yochanan gives a different answer. He says, Afilu Temer Reb Yehuda. We could even say that our Mishnah is going like Reb Yehuda, who holds the Klal of Safek Naziris Lahakil. And that's like we explained, because a person would never want to put himself into a position where Sfeikai Chamor Mivadai. However, over here, says Reb Yochanan, Reb Yehuda would be Moide. Reb Yehuda only says his halacha, like in the case of Areni Nazar Menashe Hebekri Zem Meyakur. Because over there, it's a Safek if he was Nachis Le Naziris. Was he Yored L'Naziris? Did he Bechlal become a Nazir or not? That's the Suffolk. And we say that a person doesn't have Das to be Mekabel Naziris on himself under such circumstances. Because like you said, since he's a Suffolk, he'll never be able to bring the Karbonis and we won't be able to get out of the Naziris, which is more Chomer than if we were to know Vadai that it had Meyakur. Because if we would know Vadai it would have Meyakur, then he'd be able to bring the Karbonis. But Hacha, in our Mishnah, Naches L'Naziris. He for sure was Yared L'Naziris. We know that according to old Stadim, he is a Nazir. The only question is he a Nazir according to the Cheshbon of the Kupa being Malaya Chardol, or is he a Nazir according to the Cheshbon of it being Malaya Kishuim Vidluin? So we know that Naziris is Chal on him. Now that Naziris is Vaday Chal on him, he cannot end the Naziris because Binas Safik is not allowed to bring his Karbonis. He can't bring Chulin and the Azara. And this the Gemara asks, so what do you mean? No matter what, he should be able to bring his Karbonis because on the tzad that he was Mekabel Naziris as if it was Malaya Chardo, then this would be like the ratio of our Mishnah, where a person said, Areini Nazir Kisar Roishiyu Kafar Ha'aretz, where he's a Nazir Oilam and he's Megaleach Achas L'Shloshim Yoim. So after 30 days, on the tzad that he's a Nazir as if it was Malaya Chardo, he could be Megaleach after 30 days. And on the tzad that it was Mekabel as if it was Malaya Kishun Dluin, so he could also end his Naziris. He could bring the Karbonis, according to Tosfos, at the end of 30 days, because remember, Tosfos held that you could really pretend like it's Malaya Butzek, which means that all he was Mekabel was one Naziris. So one Naziris, he could be Megaleach at the end of 30 days. And even according to the Rush, as soon as the amount of days that correspond to however many Kishun and Dluin could fit into the Kupa pass, he would be able to be Megaleach. So the person can get out of his Naziris. So what's the big problem? The Gemara answers that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe. Remember that Rebbe, in the beginning of the Mishnah, says that Hareini Nazik Yisar Roishiyu Kafara Arzu Kuchor LaYam is not a Nazir Oyla Megaleach Achas L'Shloshim Yoyim. The only time you Megaleach L'Achas L'Shloshim Yoyim is if he said Harei Alay Naziris Kisar Roishi Ukafara Arzu Kuchor LaYam. And therefore, in the case where a person said Kimalaya Kupa, if he indeed meant as if the Kupa was Meleach Chardol, it's not as if he would be able to be Megaleach at the end of 30 days. So we know longer have the kasha mimon of shech, you should be able to bring aleich at the end of 30 days. And since he was nachas l'naziris, we know that he vade became a nazir, and now there's a tzad that it's impossible for him to get out of the naziris, so it's a suffik, and a suffik is not allowed to bring the carbon. So that is the shakletari of the Gemara. So this Gemara is used by the Rush to prove his pshat in the beginning of the Mishnah. Remember, on that machloikis between Rebbe and the Tanakama in the beginning of the Mishnah, where a person says, Hareini Nazir Kisar Roishi Ukafara Arzu Kuchor LaYam. According to the Tanakama, the din is, Hareize Nazir Oilam Galeach Achas L'Shloshim Yoyim. Rebbe argues and he says, Ein Zem Galeach Achas L'Shloshim Yoyim. According to the Rush, the Kavana of the Tanakama, who says that he's a Nazir Oilam Galeach Achas L'Shloshim Yoyim, is that he's not a Nazir Oilam like Avshalom, because that is something that you're only Meko Batar, you're not Megaleach at the end of Shloshim Yoyim. He has the right to be Megaleach, that means that he was Mekabel many Nazirios. What then is the Shita of Rebbe? He wasn't Mekabel many Nazirios, but what is his Halacha? Is he like a Nazir Oilam, who could be Mekel Betar, or is he like a person who was Mekabel Naziris Le'elef Shana, which is a regular Nazir, and he doesn't have the right to be Megaleach forever? So he explained already that the Shita of the Rosh is that he's Stam Nazir for his entire life. He does not have the right to be Megaleach forever. He's similar to a person who was Mekabel Naziris Le'elef Shana. The Rambam in the Pirsha Mishnayis, on the other hand, understands that according to Rebbe, he has a din like a Nazir Oilam, like Avshalom, and he's Megaleach. Oh, this is Shita's Rebbe, so Rebbe holds his Megaleach once every 12 months. Now over here, says the Rosh, you could prove, like his Shita, that Rebbe is saying that he's a Nazir Oilam Mamish, not a Nazir Oilam like Avshalom, rather he's a Nazir who's never allowed to be Megaleach ever. Because if indeed you're going to tell me that he has a din of a Nazir Oilam like Avshalom, then at the end of 12 months, he should be able to be Megaleach. Because if he was niskaven to be Mekabel Naziris as if the kupa was filled with chardol, then Lefishitas Rebbe, he has that din of Nazir Oilam. And if you tell me he can galech, so galech at the end of 12 months. And if he was niskaven to be Mekabel Naziris according to a kupa that's filled with Kshuna Deluin, then he's also, as soon as it's over, he's allowed to be galech. So why can't he go Lekula? Must be that the Shita of Rebbe is that he's a Nazir forever without the right to be Megalech at all. And therefore, as soon as he's Nachas L'Naziris, we know that he became a Nazir. And he doesn't have a takana because perhaps he meant as if it was Meleach Chardol, and then he's never allowed to be Megaleach. So again, if you hold that Lefi Shitas Rebbe, he's a Nazir Oilam like Avshalom, like the Rambam holds, then it's very difficult to understand the Gemara's Teretz. Because even if Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe, we still have the problem that why must he treat treat it as if it was Maleach Chardal. As soon as he gets to the end of Yud Beis Chodesh, he should be able to be Megaleach Memonifshach. Because if it was Ki'ilu Maleach Chardal, then he's allowed to be Megaleach. And if it was Ki'ilu Maleach Shum V'Deluin, so like we said, really according to Tosfos, at the end of 30 days he should be Megaleach. And according to the Rosh, however many Kishun V'Deluin could fit into that Kupa would be the amount of days in his Naziris. So for sure by the end of a Yud Beis Chodesh, his Naziris will be over. And if it's not, so you wait until the end of whenever that number is finished. But if you hold like the Rosh, that he has no right to be Megaleach ever, Lefi Rebbe, then we understand what the Gemara's Teretz is. Because we say that he was Nachas L'Naziris, and he doesn't have an out. Because once he's a Nazir, and he has a Suffolk, whether the Naziris is over or not, so Min HaSuffolk is not allowed to bring Karbonis, because it may be Chulun Ba'azara. So this is L'Choira a Pella on the Shita of the Rambam. How is it that the Rambam can learn in Shita's Rebbe that he has the right to be Megalech at the end of 12 months and still explain this Gemara? Now the truth is that it's hard to understand how the Rosh himself felt that there's a Raya, because if you'll recall, the Rosh's Shita is that a Nazir Olam like Avshalom is not allowed to be Megalech entirely. He's only allowed to be Mekel Betar. And Reb David Soloveitchik points this out in his Sefer. He doesn't understand what exactly the Rosh's Raya to his own Shita is. But no matter what, the Rambam Shita is that a Nazir Oil like Avshalom could be Megaleach entirely. So there is still a tremendous kasha on the Rambam. How could the Rambam learn this Gemara? According to the Rambam, as soon as 12 months comes, he should allow to be Megaleach Memonifshach. So the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Naziris Per Gimel Halacha Yud Ches asks this kasha on the Rambam, and he says that it's loy kosher klal, but he doesn't explain it. He said it's not shver, but he doesn't explain why. In the chidushim of the Arsameach al Ashas, he explains what the Mishnah Melech meant. He begins by drawing a distinction between a Nazir Olam, who's Megaleach once every 12 months, even Lefi Shittas HaRambam, that Giluach is a complete Giluach, and a person who is neither separate Naziriyos. He says a Nazir Olam is really one long Naziris, and the Nafkamina between the two is, let's say a person would want to be Shoyel by a Chacham to be Mevatel his Naziris. If he was neither separate Naziriyos, and he was Shoyel on one of the Naziriyos, then only that Naziris would be Batel Mafreya. Masha'in came by Nazir Olam, everything would become Batel because it's all a chelik of one long Naziris. Therefore he says, even if according to Rebbe, you hold that the din of a person who's Mekabal, Kisear, Roshi, is a Nazir Olam like Avshalom, nevertheless, it's not as if we could say, after those 12 months, that there's a new Suffolk, was he now Nachis L'Naziris or not? You see, according to the Rabbanon, since the Nazirios are separate Nazirios, the Gemara's Kasha is a very clear question. How come we don't apply the principle of Suffolk Naziris Lahakil? After all, just like in a case where a person says, Hareini Nazar Amanashi Yehei Bikri Zeh Meyakur, we say that Rabbi Yehuda holds Suffolk Naziris Lahakil because we don't even know if he was Nachis L'Naziris. So too, at the end of the first 30 days in our Sugya, we have the same question. Is he now Nachis to a new Naziris or not? Has he finished the Naziris because he meant only that the Kupa is as if it's Meleya Kishuim Udluin? Or is he mekabel a new Naziris on himself? Because it's as if it's Meleya with Chardel. But Lefi Rebbe, even if we'll explain that Rebbe's Shita is that it's a Nazir Olam like Avshalom, nevertheless, he's definitely Nachas to this Naziris. Because it's one long Naziris. So we don't have the Svara of perhaps he hasn't been Nachas to a new Naziris. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings a hechacha that the Rambam is right. That according to Rebbe, the gedder of the Naziris is one of Nazir Olam like Avshalom. Not like the Rosh understands that it's a Naziris like 1,000 years. What's his raya? He says as follows. According to the Maskana of the Gemara, we said that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe. And this is what allowed Rabbi Yochanan to explain that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds Suffolk Naziris Lahakel, but in our Mishnah by Arayin Nazir, Malaya Bias, or Malaya Kupa, we look at it as if it was Malaya Chardal. Why is that, says Rabbi Yochanan? Because Rabbi Yehuda only says Suffolk Naziris Lahakel when he was Loy Nachis L'Naziris, when he was not necessarily Nachis, he was not necessarily Mekabal on himself Naziris, like in the case of Arayin Nazir Amanaz, Shehei Bekrizeh Meyakor. But in a case where he know Vadai that he was Nachas L'Naziris, Rabbi Yehuda never said his klal of Suffolk Naziris Lahakel. Because remember, the whole din of Suffolk Naziris Lahakel was built on the premise that a person would never put himself into a position where Sveikai is Chomer Mivadai. So by Areni Nazir, Amanash Yehebe Krize Meakur, if he's Vadaya Nazir, then at least he'll be able to bring the Karbonis. Mashenkin, if it's Safik Nazir, he won't be able to bring the Karbonis because it's Safik Chulim Ba'azar. So therefore we say that he wasn't Mekabel on himself Naziris at all. Mashenkin in our Mishnah, no matter what, he was Mekabel on himself Naziris. There we don't say Rabbi Huda's Klal. On that the Gemara answered, why should we say that? As soon as you get to the point where he's finished being Noyeg Naziris on the Tzad, that it's as if it was Malaya Kshuim Edluim, then we should say from here on, he's not Nachas L'Naziris. Because at that point, no matter what, he could be Megaleach. Because even if it's as if it was Malaya Chardol, then after 30 days, he's allowed to be Megaleach. And that the Gemara had answered, that if you go like Rebbe, then after 30 days, he cannot be Megaleach. So that's why we used Rebbe's Shita. Ask Sir Kiveger, once you're saying that he goes like Rebbe, why do we Bechlal need the Svara to be mechalik between a person who is nachas l'naziris and a person who is not nachas l'naziris? Even if we would forget about that chilik, we could say very simply, what is the whole din of Rabbi Yehuda built on? The din of Savik Naziris Lahakal is built on the fact that we never want to be in a matziv where sfeikai is chomer mivadai. Now, if you hold like Rebbe, says Rabbi Kiveger, then you'll never get to a point where sfeikai is chomer mivadai. Because after all, what would vadai mean? Vadai means that he's a nazir kolimei chayev, according to Rebbe. Now, if you don't learn like the Rambam, what does that mean? It means you could never be megaleach. It's like a person who was mekabel naziris for 1,000 years that he's not even allowed to be mekel betar. Well, if that's the case, sfeikai is never going to be more chamer than that. Because such a person has no out. He could never be megaleach. So it's not like sfeikai is going to be any more chamer. In which case, says Rabbi Kiveger, if you don't learn like the Rambam, then all the Gemara had to do was say that since Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe, Sfeikai is never going to be Chomer Mivadai. So he would never say his principle of Savik Naziris L'Hakel. Why then did Rabbi Yochanan have to say that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say his principle is because there's a chiluk between being Nachis L'Naziris and not being Nachis L'Naziris? Even without that chiluk, it's very simple and straightforward that Rabbi Yehuda's whole principle is not applicable. Must be, says Rabbi Kiveger, that you have to learn like the Rambam, that according to Rebbe, he's a Nazir Oilam like Avshalom, and you do have the ability to be Megaleach, and that's why Sfeikoi would be Chomer Mivadai, and that's why we need to come on to the new Yesod, the Mechalik, between Nachas L'Naziris and not Nachas L'Naziris. Now, the truth of the matter is that the Rabbeinu Peretz actually asks this question on the Shittas that hold that according to Rebbe, he's not a Nazir Oilam like Avshalom, that according to Rebbe, he's like a person who was Mekabel Naziris for 1,000 years. He says, "V'tema shari l'loshin sheni shapirish b'masisin the naziris arichta l'rebi areu kineder me'ashana." According to the loshin sheni, he brought down both pshatim in the Mishnah, both the Rambam Strat and the Rush. So according to the Lushin, that holds like the Rush, that it's actually a long Naziris like a person who is Noider for Mea Shana or for Elif Shana. V'yekel betar kol iker, he says, L'maydem muki Reb Yoichanam ha-season k'Reb Yehuda u'k'Rebi. According to that stage in the Gemara, where Reb Yoichan is saying that our Mishnah is going like Reb Yehuda, and he holds like Rebbe, L'mali hai time de Nachas L'Naziris. Why do we need a Bechlau mention the reason that he is Nachas L'Naziris or not Nachas L'Naziris? Typically, she'ein kan speke chamer mi. Why don't we just say simply that over here there won't be a problem of sfeikai chomer mivadai shari gam bivadai chardol lo yigaleach lo'olam. Even if it was vadai chardol, you're never going to be able to migaleach, so sfeikai can't be more chomer than that. So the Lashon Rishon, he says, that holds in the Mishnah that he's in Nazir Olam like Avshalom, Nicha, it makes sense, because then at least if it's vadai, you'd be able to make a batar. But according to the Lashon Sheni, kasha. Answers the Rabbeinu Peretz, the Lashon Sheni Nami Sfeikai Chomer Mivadai. Even according to the Lashon Sheni, it's still going to be Sfeikai Chomer Mivadai. How? He says, the Ivadai Chardol. If we would say that the nether was Vivadai, that it was as if the house was filled with Chardol. Im Nitma Migaleach, Umevi Karbon, Kemish Bekol Nazir Tomei. What happens if he was Nitma? He became Tomei. Then there's a din of Nazir Tomei. This fellow would bring a carbon like a Nazir Tomei. Ach mach mesafik yeshuan udaluin, the safik chardol. Once it's a safik, whether he meant as if it was filled with kishun or dluin, or he meant that it's as if it was filled with chardol, beloy nitma lo yigaleach klal. If he wasn't nitma, he won't be megaleach at all, because of the tzad that perhaps he was mekabel naziris like a house that's filled with chardol. Ubenitma nami lo yigaleach. And even if he was nitma, he won't be able to megaleach, de ulai kishun kibel alav. You can't do the giluach without bringing karbonis, and you can't bring karbonis when it's a suffix, because it's a suffix chulun bazara. So that's the teretz that he gives to Rebbe Kveger's kasha. La'olam, the din, according to Rebbe, is that he's a nazir kol yimei chayav without the right to be megaleach, without being able to be mekel batar. If that's the case, then why is sfeikoi chomer mivadai? You can never get more chomer than never being allowed to be megaleach. The teretz is because sfeikoi would not even be able to be megaleach in the event that he was nitma. At least a vadai can be megaleach as a nazir tamei when he's nitma. That's why we had to invent the reason, the chiluk between Nachas L'Naziris and not Nachas L'Naziris. Now the psak of the Rambam in Per Gimel Naziris Halacha Yud Zayin is that if a person says Hareini Nazir Kemalei HaBayis or Kemalei HaKupa Boikin Oysoi Imamar Achas Gedoy L'Nazarti Nazir Lamed Yoyim V'imamar Stam Nazarti Roynes HaKupa Kiul Melei HaChardo V'Nazir Kol Yomov. And the Rambam says V'yeshloi L'Galeach M'yud Beis Chodesh L'Yud Beis Chodesh V'yavi karbinoisav kishar naziri oilam. Which means that he paskins like our Mishnah. Now, we know, if that's the case, that the Rambam does not paskin like Chizkiah's understanding of our Mishnah, because Chizkiah is toila our Mishnah, the machloikes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, whether you hold Savig Naziris lahachmir or Savig Naziris lahakel, and the Rambam's shita is that we paskin like Reb Yehuda, legabe Savig Naziris lahakel. So if he paskin like the dinner of our Mishnah, that means he doesn't hold like Chizkiah. He holds like Reb Yochanan. According to Reb Yochanan, even Reb Yehuda holds Savig Naziris lahakel is moide, as our Gemara explains. Now wait a minute, the Meskana of our Gemara is that the only reason why Rabbi Yehuda is capable of agreeing to the din of our Mishnah is because Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe in the ratio of the Mishnah by Kesar Roishi. That's why we say that he's Vadai Nachas L'Naziris. And the Rambam himself, Paskin's not like Rebbe, he passes like the Rabbanan, that if you're Noyde B'Seir Roishi, then you are Megaleach Kol Shloishim Yoyim. Answers the Karen Oira that there's really a Machlokes HaSugyos. He says that the Rambam paskins like Rabba before Andav Zayinim and Aleph, who says that even according to the Rabbanan, the only time that we say that a person was Mechaven for many separate Naziriyos is because Cyrus are Muvdole Zumizu. Since hairs are separate from each other, therefore we could say that when you compare your Naziriyos two hairs, your kavana is separate nazirios. Masha ein kein. When he says kimalei akupar, kimalei abayis, he does not mean to be mekabel separate nazirios. So why does our Gemara say that this issue is totally machlokes the Rabbanan and Rebbe? According to what we're saying now, even the Rabbanan agree that by kimalei abayis, kimalei akupar, you're not mekabel separate nazirios. Answers the Karen Oira that our Gemara is going like the other Shita in the Gemara Dav Zayin that doesn't make this chilik. This is Rabba's chilik. The Bala Gemara in the sugi over there up until Rabba held that it doesn't make a difference if you compare your Naziris to something that's separate from each other or you compare your Naziris to Malaya Kupa, Malaya Bias, or the like. Since the Rambam, however, paskins like Rabba of that sugya, it's not Akasha why the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan and not like Rebbe that he'll still paskin like our Mishnah.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.